mitzvah begadol yabim. Gadol over here doesn't mean an adult. It means the oldest of the brothers. And katan, for most part, will not mean somebody not bar mitzvah. It would mean the younger brother. Mitzvah begadol yabim. The mitzvah is on the oldest brother to do yibum. Lo rotza, if he didn't want to do yibum, mahalchin al kol ha'achim. Then we go from brother to brother to see if anybody wants to be miyabim, because yibum we'll see comes before chalitza. Lo rotzu, chozer meitzel gadol. If they didn't want, then we go back to the oldest. V'omrim lo alecha mitzvah o chalot o yabim. Now we go back to him, and what the simple meaning of the Mishnah is, and now we give him the option of chalitza. First we look to see if anybody's in miyabim. We start with the oldest and go down. If nobody wants to be miyabim, then we go back to the oldest one and tell him either be miyabim or give chalitza. Tala b'katan at sheyagdil o b'gadol at sheyov medina sayam. If the gadol says, look, I don't want to make yibum, but there's a younger brother, right, who's growing up, and we'll wait for him. He'll do yibum. Or there's another brother, right, sheyov medina sayam, where I'm waiting for the older brother to come back from Chutz Laretz. He went for an extended period. He's not coming back tomorrow. Right? He could come back in a few months or whatever. Well, they don't know when he's coming back. O Cheresh, O Sholte, or he says that maybe one of the brothers who's a Cheresh or a Sholte, they'll be Miyabim. Shomimlo. So, ain't Shomimlo. We don't listen to that. Well, the Gemara's going to explain why each case, why not. Ela Omrimlo Alecha Mitzvah O Chalotza Yabim. We tell him, you have the mitzvah, either be miyabim or give chalitza. Can't stall for somebody else to do yibum. Rashi. Mitzvah begadol, mi v'hoya ha-bechor. Right? So we learn from the pasuk, v'hoya ha-bechor, the bechor is not only going on the child that's born, but it's going on the yavam. Gemara, when we get to the Gemara, we'll explain how we learn from v'hoya ha-bechor that the yavam should be the oldest one. Lo rotza, mefarish b'gmara. I'll explain what you mean, lo rotza. Does he have a choice? Tala b'katan, katan mamish. Over here, if he says, here, katan means mamish a katan. I want to wait till this kid grows up. There's a katan, and I know that he'll do yibum. But he's unfortunately not a godly dad. He's a katan. He can't do yibum when he's a katan. So let's wait a few years till he grows up. We don't listen to that. Okay. Uve godl, shohay godl ho'achim dina sayan. Or the oldest brother is away. And the oldest brother that's left, he's not the oldest brother mamish, but he's the oldest one who's here. The taller gadol ha'achim shelefaneinu bo. And the older brother says, let's wait for the oldest brother to come back from Medina Sayam. Him tinu lo shu gadol mimen. He's older than me. Shemi yibimoso. Maybe he'll be miyabin. V'hochi mucha b'gmara. The Amrin and Toshma uve Godel at Sheyovim Yisayon ain't Shomim lo. The Isol Kedai the Chalitzas Godel Adifa Amai ain't Shomim lo. Right? If the Gemara is going to discuss what's better, the oldest one should be give Chalitza, or the younger one should give Yibum. So the Gemara says, if in fact that the older one doing Chalitza, the oldest one doing Chalitza is preferable even to a younger one doing Yibum, then why don't we wait for him? Ninter Dilma Osi v'Cholitz. Maybe if he doesn't want to do Yibum, at least he'll give Chalitza. Alma Osa Shemina Sayam Godel Shebechol Ha'achim Ho. We see from the Gemara that Godel over here, the one that went away to Medina Sayam, is the oldest brother. Olecha Mitzvah She'afal Pi She'achicha Shemina Sayam Godel Mimcha. Even though there is an older brother, Kiven Da'ata Godel Ha'achim Shelefaneinu Olecha Mitzvah. Since you're the oldest one who is here, the mitzvah's on you. We don't wait for somebody who's not here now. The shuhi mitzvah lo mashinim. We don't, push off a mitzvah. The hachim farshim, this is really going to explain it, and we'll get to the Gemara, the Gemara will explain it. Itmar. Bias katan v'chalitzas gadol, right? What happens if one of the younger brothers wants to make yibum, and the older brother wants to make chalitza? Who comes first? The fact that he's older, but it's chalitza, maybe that's not preferable. Or the fact that this one's younger, but the yibum is preferable. So, pligi bar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Chad omer bias katan adifa, One said Yibum is preferable even if it's by a younger brother. The Chadam or Chalitza is Godel Adifa. And one holds that as long as it's the older brother, even Chalitza is preferable. Manda Omer Bias Kotna Adifa Daha Mitzvah B'Yibum. Right? The preferable mitzvah is Yibum over Chalitza. At least that's the way it was. See, the Gemara is going to say that Bizman Azeh is the opposite, because we're not sure that people are Miyabim L'Shem Shomayim, and then it may be that they're over an Isser or close to being over an Isser of Eishes Achiv. Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah. But it used to be that originally, right, ideally, the Yibum takes precedence over Chalitza. Uman Domer Chalitza's Godel Adifa, the Mokum Godel, Bias Kotten Lav Klumhi. And the other one holds no, the Mila of Godel takes precedence. And wherever there's a Godel who wants to do either one, the Kotten is no place. So therefore, even though the Kotten wants to do Yibum and the Godel wants to do Chalitza, the Godel is the Iker. Rashi, Bias Kotten v'chalitzas Godel. Godel wrote to Lachlotz, the Kotten Minenu wrote to Liabe. The older brother wants to make Chalitza, and the younger brother wants to do Yibum. The high Kotten Lav Kotten Mamashu. We're not talking about a minor over here. The Kotten Lav Bar Chalitza v'Yibumu, because the Kotten can't do Chalitza or Yibum. Shema Yimtza Soris, because maybe he will be a Soris and there's no mitzvah for him. So we have to wait. V'afilu man delo chayish l'miyuta, the kotten mutal yadim, even the man yomro holds that we're not choshish for the miyut of children that will not mature, and therefore there won't be any mitzvah. But rov children grow up and mature, right? Still, it's not talking by a minor. Even though theoretically he could make yibum, but it's not talking about a child who's not bar mitzvah. Midikaporach lekamon. Tala b'kotten atchi yagdil. The shani leishui mitzvah l'mashaninin. Am b'kotten mamish kulu modu. Right? That we don't wait for somebody to grow up. So Gemara later on says, when it's a mamish a cotton, we don't wait for him to grow up to do yibum. Mashain came, what's it called? Over here, it's not talking about a mamish a cotton. It's all about the younger brother who could do yibum right now. Okay. B'makam godl bi'ash cotton lav klum. Hu da mitzvah godl ramya. Because the ikar mitzvah is on the godl. So we have a stira here between the ikar mitzvahs. The ikar mitzvah is yibum, but the ikar mitzvah is on the gadol. The gadol wants to do chalitza, and the katan wants to do yibum. Is the ikar mitzvah of the gadol take precedence, or the ikar mitzvah of yibum take precedence? That's the shaila. Tanan. Now we could bring a right from our Mishnah. Lo ratza machzir na kol ha'achim. If he didn't want to make yibum, the oldest one, then we go and ask all the other brothers, one after the other. My lav lo rotzel yabi melalachlos. Chorus talking where he wanted, we did want to do chalitza. He didn't want to do yibum. He did want to do chalitza. And we say no, yibum is preferable. We'll first ask all the other brothers if they want to do yibum, and if yes, that's preferable. So Taraya from the Mishnah that yibum of a younger brother takes precedence over chalitza of an older brother. Uktani mahalken etzla achim. Shema mina bias katan adifa. Lo, Mar says no. It's no raya. It's not what it means. The older brother didn't want to do anything. Therefore, we go to the next brother to find out if he wants to do anything. Right? The oldest brother doesn't want to do anything. Right? Same thing with the other brothers. They don't want to do anything either. Nobody wants to do anything. So, why do we go back to the oldest one? Right? To force him to do something. Right? So, what's the chvaya ledidu? Right, let's force the other ones. Why do you go back to the oldest one? Force one of the other ones. Mara says, no. Even the mitzvah lady de ramya, lady de kaifina. Since he has the ikar mitzvah, once we give the chance for one of the other ones to do yibum, right, even though the first one doesn't want to do anything, then if they don't want to do, we go back to him and we say the ikar mitzvah is on you. You have to do something, do one or the other. Rashi. Mashma from the Mishnah that the first guy doesn't want to do Yibum, but he would be willing to do Chalitza, and still we leave him and try the younger brothers. Vaistoi, that Yibum, even of a younger brother, is preferable to Chalitza of an older brother. If that's the case, they didn't want to do anything, and they didn't want to do anything, then let's force one of them. I am Rashbishlamad the Cholo Rots of a Rots of the Masnish and Yibum Koi. if we would learn that ratzu means they didn't want to do yibu, but they were willing to do chalitza, the hachi chroz and etzel gadol, the kibin the kulu boy lemichlets, the ihu nami boy lemichlets, ihu kodim. Then it makes sense to go back to the first one. They all don't want to do yibum, but they're willing to do chalitza. And the first one was willing to do chalitza too. So now, since there's nobody wants to do yibum, we go back to the oldest one and say, okay, you do chalitza. There's nobody wants to do yibum. But had there been somebody who wanted to do yibum, we would have had the yibum from the younger brother. Then it's a riot from the Mishnah. Eli'i omas afilu michlitz lo boy. But if you say that none of the brothers want to do anything, amai chosen it's a go. Why do you go back to the gogol? Pshita lemichvayam michlitz. It's obvious that we want to now force him to do chalitza. Why do we go back? Let's force one of the younger ones. Right? Why does Bezin now have to start calling in the older one? Be kofet. Since it's chalitza anyway, be kofet one of the younger brothers instead of having Bezin have to go now and invite another guy back. Do with the one you're dealing with. Once we get to the youngest brother, and he doesn't want to do anything either, we'll force him to give chalitza instead of having to call the oldest brother back in. Okay, Shmuel says no. Since the Iker mitzvah is by the Gadol, even the Iker mitzvah of Chalitza is by him. And therefore, he's the one we force to give Chalitza. It's not. Tala bekot na chiyagdil ain't shomin lo. If the older brother says, let's wait for this kid to grow up, he'll do Yibum. I don't want to do Yibum. But we have a younger brother. He doesn't know what's going on, so we know when he'll grow up, he'll do Yibum. Right? So we don't listen. We don't accept that. Versus the Ibias Kotna Difa Mayin Shominlo. Right? If in fact Yibum by a younger brother is superior, is preferable to Chalitza of an older brother, why don't we wait? So we can kind the mitzvah in the best way. Let's wait for him to grow up. Ninter. Versus Dilma Godlumiyah, maybe he'll grow up and he'll make Yibum. Versus Lotamehu the Godlach Yovim Dinasayam in Shominlo. Am I Ninter, Dilma Osi the Chalitz? Right? He says, let's wait for the oldest one to come. Manashach, if the oldest one will be Miyavim, that's great. And if the oldest one won't be Miyavim, there's still the mitzvah is with him, even to give chalitza. So let's wait. Right? For sure, according to everybody, right, the waiting for the oldest one makes sense. Because whatever he'll do is preferable. We don't push off a mitzvah indefinitely. Okay. Rashi. Okay. Isti Amre. Now we have a different way of looking at this machlokus. The via kuli alma lo plige the bias kot nadifa. When it comes to bia yibum, everybody agrees yibum is preferable over chalitza, even if it's a younger brother. Ki plige be chalitza's cotton. The machlokus is only by chalitza of a younger brother. The hachi itma. And this was the original machlokus. Chalitza's cotton and chalitza's gadol, right? If you have a cotton who wants to be choletz and a gadol, is the gadol only have preference when it comes to yibum, or the gadol has preference when it comes to chalitza too? Pligi bar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shuben Levi. Chad omar chalitza's gadol adifa, chad omar ki hadodi ninhu. One says that even for chalitza, the gadol is what's it called, is preferable. Right. If there's nobody to do yibum, the gadol has preference to chalitza. If somebody wants to do yibum, then the yibum takes precedence over the chalitza of anybody. But if the, what's it called, there's nobody wants to do yibum, then the gadol takes precedence for chalitza too. And the other man, the Omer, says no, and that they're equal. Once you're not doing yibum, the gadol has no preference, no superiority. He's equal to any of the other brothers. Man, the Omer Chalitza's Gadol Adifa, the Hamitzvah the Gadol. Right? The Mitzvah of the Gadol is across the board for Yibum or Chalitza. The Yidach, Kiyam, the Mitzvah of the Gadol in Yibum. Avali Inyan Chalitza, Kadod, Inyan. When do we say Mitzvah of the Gadol? That's only Legabe Yibum. But Legabe Chalitza, there's no preference to the Gadol to give Chalitza more than a cotton. Okay. Tanan. Lo Rotzul Chosen Eitzel Gadol. My love, lo rotzul liyabim ela lachlots. What's it called? It says if they don't want, then we go back to the gadol. Mashma, they didn't want to do yibum, but they would have given chalitza, and still we go back to the gadol. So you see that even the gabi chalitza, the gadol is obvious. Uktani chosen etz a gadol. Ushma mino chalitzas gadol adifa. Versus low. Lo rotsu lo lachos. Nobody want to do anything. That's why we go back to the gadol. The chavosi gabi gadol. Lo rotsu lo lachos. He also didn't want to do anything. Elamai chosen etzel gadol lemichfayo lechafayu v'didu. Like we said before. So why do we go back to the older one? Go what's it called, be forced one of the younger ones and not have to make base and call this other guy back in. And what says, Kivan de mitzvah lei, didei ramya, lididei kaifina. No, since anyway, somebody's going to have to do chalitza, and he is the first one to have the choice of the mitzvah, so if we're going to force somebody, we force him. Right? Even though he's only doing chalitza, normally for chalitza he doesn't have a preference, but since nobody wants to do anything, we have to force somebody. To force somebody, we go back to the first one who could have done Yibum, and now we force him to give Chalitza. Toshma, there's one more case. Tala begadol ad sheyovn yisayam. If the older brother, but not the oldest, said, let's wait for the oldest brother to come back from his world cruise. Ein shomim lo. We don't listen. If you hold that even the chalitza of the oldest one is preferable, let's wait. And do the preferable thing, give the oldest one the chalitza. Nimter. Dilma osi v'cholitz. Maybe he'll do chalitza. By a cotton, wait for him to grow up. We also don't wait. Why not? Maybe he'll do Yibum. And everybody agrees that Yibum of a younger brother takes precedence over Chalitz of an older brother. So let's wait. This kid didn't say he doesn't want to do anything. Let's wait and see. Maybe he'll make Yibum. What's it called? The reason is because we don't push off a mitzvah, right, an extended amount of time, and we do it as fast, because who knows what will happen. Maybe because we pushed it off, it won't get done altogether.
We're up to Lamed Tes on the days in the middle of the Omid. Tnan Hosam. Mitzvah Yibum Kodemus L'mitzvah Chalitza V'rishon L'shohoyu Meskavim L'shem Mitzvah. Originally, when people were Mechavim L'shem Mitzvah, So the mitzvah of Yibum took precedence over the mitzvah of Chalitza. Achshav she'im eskavim l'shem mitzvah, but now that many people are not mechavim l'shem mitzvah, and then we'll see according to Abba Shol, it could be that it's considered like you're living with an isser, because the whole heter of living with your sister-in-law is only l'shem mitzvah. If you're not doing l'shem mitzvah, then the isser may still apply. Omru mitzvah chalitza kodemes lemitzvah yibum. So bisman hazeh, when many people are not mechavim l'shem mitzvah, so they said better to do chalitza than yibum. Omar Rav ein kofin. So Rashi learns, see Rashi here. Omar Rav ein kofin. E name of the tarvayu liyibumei ein kofin also lachos. So Rashi learns that if they both come, however, and say they want to do yibum, both the woman and the man, then we don't force them to do chalitza. Even though the halacha is chalitza takes precedence, but if they both want to do yibum, we don't force them to do chalitza. Tosfos learns differently, and Tosfos learns that if they are people who we know, if we would force them to do yibum, they would be mechavim l'shem shamayim. Still, we don't force them to do yibum, and we let them do chalitza. That's what Rav is talking about. But Rashi learns that if they want to do Yibum, both of them, we don't force them to do Chalitza. The name Lav L'mitzvah Chavni, Upoga B'Israel Shesach. We don't assume that they won't be Mechavim L'shem Mitzvah, and then according to Abba Shol, at least, it'll be almost like they're being over an Isser of Eishesach. Ela Iboy Miyadim. If they want to, they could make Yibum. Even though we prefer Chalitza. Umihu. And this is what Rafal was speaking about yesterday. We're going to go into it more in the Gemara, but Rashi here mentioned already. Hecha dahu tzavi liyabume. Dehi amra lo bo'inale. He wants Yibum. She says, I'm not interested in this guy. Right? I don't want him. The amra dvar nikarim. And she says, reasons why not. Right? Good reasons why you could understand why she wanted to be married to this guy. imotzinu la'atiyuye, the word is going to later on say, that we try to convince him even if we're fooling him. Lomar lo chalotzla menashe titin lechom asayin zuz. Give her chalitza and she'll pay you for it. And in the end, she doesn't pay him, right? But he gave her chalitza. So then we try to fool him, to get him, to coax him to give chalitza. The ilo kathina levecholitz. And if not, he doesn't accept it, then we force him to give chalitza. First we try to get him to do it willingly by fooling him. And if that doesn't work, we force him to give chalitza. So in that case, we do force to give chalitza, where he wants the yibum and she doesn't want it. The omer of sheishes, menayim liyavam eshenof lefnei mukashrin, she'ein chos minosa. If a Yavama fell in front of a guy who's mukashrin, right, he's a disgustingly sick guy, right, he's full of shrins, full of tzaras. How do you know you don't force her to marry him? V'lo teima mukashrin dafka. Not only such an extreme case. Ela kol ha-masl shetitan dvareha. Any excuse that makes sense, that she says, right, if she says, I don't like people with blonde hair, that maybe not be a good excuse. But she says, the guy's a shlump, right? He's, what's it called? He's gross. He doesn't have any needles. He's, those are good excuses. The Omer Bahamader, Maisa B'tzidon B'Bursi, Shemesh V'lo Ach Bursi. There was a guy who was a Bursi, and Bursi smelled, because they worked all day with smelly things, so they came home smelling. They're smelly people. So, and he had a brother who was also a Bursi. She was married to this Bursi, so obviously she could take the smell. The Omru Chachomi, Michola Shetomer, Lachicha, Isi, Yichol Lekabel, Lachoyini, Yichol Lekabel. Right? Your brother had other milas that I was able to take the smell. You don't have any milas, so the smell really bothers me. I'm not going to get married to you. V'od paskin in Hilchus B'Afalpi, Kos v'nigeris merit ala Rusa, v'en Kos v'nigeris merit al Shemeris Yovan. A Arusa who refuses to have Nisuin and to live with her husband, so we write in Geris Merim, we take off from her ksuba, she's a Moredis, she refuses to live with her husband, even though she's only Arusa, she refuses to have Nisuin. But a Shomeris Yovan who refuses to have Yibum, we don't give her any kenas or whatever. Vice versa, the woman has the right to say she doesn't want to be Nisyabim to this guy. And we call Halin Tami, Kafin and Lei Decholitz, the Shokla Ksuba. For all these reasons, if she doesn't want Yibum, we force him to give Chalitza, and she gets her Ksuba. The Cholhani and Kofin, the Hocha Hecha de Tarvayu Nichalu. Where it says we don't force, and we let them have Yibum, is where they both want the Yibum. But if he doesn't want the Yibum, then sure, we can't force him to have Yibum. Right? So then, in the end, we force him to give Chalitza. And when she doesn't want the Yibum also, we force him to give Chalitza after we fool him. Okay. What do you think, Shalapa?
I mean, because it could be that the oldest brother is a Mukishin and no Midos. The next one is good.
Yeah.
So she's fine to marry the second guy, not the first.
So, like we said before, it could be that the mitzvah of Yibum comes before Chalitza, and she, the first one can't do Yibum with her, then we go to the next brother. Okay. Ki also the Kamei Durav. Omar Lahu, when people would come to Rav for Yibum, so he would say to them, Iboyis Cholutz, Iboyis Yibim. V'didoch Tola Rachmana. You have a choice. You could do Yibum, you could do Chalitza. Right, take your choice. The Torah gave you the choice. V'im lo yach bo tzaiich Tola Rachmana. V'im lo yach bo tzaiich Ha'im Chofetz, Iboyi Cholutz, Iboyi Yabim. Right, you have the choice. It says if you don't want to give Yibum, then give Chalitza. Mashma, if you want to give Yibum, you can have Yibum. The Afra of Yehuda Sover in Kofin. And Rav Yehuda also holds we don't force him to give Chalitza. If they both want Yibum, you could have Yibum. Midi Iskin Rav Yehuda Begita the Chalitza, right, because Rav Yehuda was Mesakin the Nusach of a Get Chalitza, even though the Chalitza doesn't need a Get, but you need something as a reminder, a Shtar, as a reminder that it happened. So this isn't what affects the Chalitza. The Chalitza is affected by the Chalitza. But they wrote a shtar to be as a raya that there was a Chalitza. Okay. So how did they write? Eich plonis bas ploni ikarvis yos ploni yevoma kadmona. Right, so and so
came to us together with her Yavam, Lebedina, Vishtamodino, the Achva, the Misno, Me Abanihu, and we established that this person is the brother from the father of the dead man. Va'amri lei itzovis liyabim yabim. Ve'ilo itlaloch raglach diyamina ve'itlala. Raglach diyamina. Right, so he said, if you want to be miyabim, be miyabim. So we gave him the choice of being miyabim. And if you don't want to, then stick out your leg, your right leg, right? And he stuck out his right leg. V'shora sina mi'al raglach. She took off the shoe. The Yorkas banfoe roka de mischazi lebedina al ara. And Tosa says we take this word al ara out because it's not necessary. And we saw her spit. The spit doesn't have to go on the ground. We have to see the spit come out of her mouth. Okay? And we saw her spit in front of us. And that was the nusach of the shtar. So it says over there that we asked him, do you want to be miyabim or not? And we gave him the choice. So we're not kofa him to give chalitza. Right, we give him the choice to do Yibum. Rab Chia bar Avi, Messiah bo Mishmeid Rav Yehuda, Va'akrinu madichsi b'seifi oraisa de Moshe, the Moshe. And he added also, and we also made the Kriya of the Parsha. We read what it says in the Torah, what's it called, that you have to read. It says, the Kori Shmo b'Yisrael. We learn from there, we'll see later on, that you have to read the Parsha too. Moshe says, Ishtemo de'inu, we establish that he is the brother. How do we establish that? Pligi bo ravachav ravina. Chadam ar be'edim, v'chadam ar afilu kor v'afilu isha. One said you need edim to be meyed that this guy is the brother of the dead man from the father. And others say, no, edechot nem bisurin. All we have to do is establish his identity. So even an edechot could come, even a woman, even a korov, just like any, somebody, aid comes and says, this meat is kosher. So it's kosher. You just have to establish the status. Over here, we just have to establish his status. The aid is not creating the chalitza. He's not aiding on the chalitza. He's just establishing the status of the person. Once we know who he is, now there's a mitzvah chalitza. So therefore, since he only has to establish the status, you don't need to aid him. The hilchos giluy milsa bi'almahu. Afilu kor v'afilu isha. It's only a giluy milsa, and therefore the halacha of eid echad nem bisurim would apply. And you only have to establish the identity with any way that we can establish it. You don't need edus. Rashi, Ikriva, Shikriva, she came to Beis Din together with her brother-in-law. Itla, Sadeid lo regel yamin, put out your right foot. Dischazi lanu, deba'inin ro kanira la'ini dayonim beperek misachalisa. You have to have spit that the dayonim can see. She has to really spit a nice wad of spit that's visible. The Akrinu lo chafatzi lekachtom. We also read the parasha that says lo chafatzi lekachtom. The edim shetzorich lahavi shtei edim shehu achi hames miyaviv. He has to bring two witnesses that can testify who he is. And the Gemara says, no, you don't need two witnesses. You only need to establish his identity by even a korov, even an isha, like any eid echad nembisur. Okay, barishon lahayu miskav l'shem mitzvah mitzvah yibum kodemus l'mitzvah chalitza. In the beginning, when people were mechavan l'shem mitzvah, Yibum took precedence over chalitza. The achshav she'en miskav l'shem mitzvah, omru mitzvah chalitza kodemus l'mitzvah Yibum. Omar Rami Bar Chama, Om Rav Yitzchak, Chazru Lomar Mitzvah Yibum kodemus l'mitzvah chalitza. They eventually reversed that and said that Yibum comes before chalitza. Even though there was a period where chalitza came before Yibum, in the end, they reversed it. Omar Le Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, achshav Dori, people got more from. Right. Originally, they weren't mechavan l'shem mitzvah. Then they went back to becoming more frum. We know that there's Yuridus Adoros, so it's not mistaber that people became more frum, and now it wasn't necessary anymore to make chalitza the ikker. Mara says, no, mikoros saver like Abishol. In the beginning, the chachamim paskin like Abishol, that if you're not mechavan l'shem mitzvah, you border on being over the isser of eishes achiv shalob b'makom mitzvah, because you're not mechavan l'shem mitzvah. Ulevesov saver like Rabbanan. And in the end, they pass him like the Rabbanan, that even if you're not mechavan l'shem mitzvah, still the mitzvah of Yibum takes over, and there's no isser here b'chlal of eishes achiv. Wherever there's a mitzvah of Yibum, even if you're not mechavan l'shem mitzvah, the heter is there. So there's nothing to be afraid of. Even if the person's not mechavan l'shem mitzvah, he's marrying her because of she's pretty or something, doesn't make a difference. The Tanya, where do we see this machlokas abashol in the Rabbanan? Abishol Omer Hakonis is Yivim to L'shem Noi, U'L'shum Ishus, ulashum dover acher kilu pogea be'erva. The korav ani be'ein aliyos avlad mamzer. Abishol says if somebody marries his yavama, shalola shein mitzvah, because she's pretty, or because he wants to be married. Right? So that's not interested in yibum, he wants to be married. And this is an easy way, he couldn't get, shiduchim didn't work for him. Here now, the Rabbanu Shalom gave him an act of God, right? Sent him his shidduch. So, just on the radio, there's an act of God in somewhere outside Virginia. There was a 90-foot statue of Yoshka. It was hit by lightning and burned to the ground. So the insurance companies claim it was an act of God. The thought it was an act of God. So here, he got his shidduch as an act of God. So he wanted the same issues. So Abishol said that Lamaisa, since it's not, he's not doing it the same mitzvah, and the only heter for this sister-in-law is that it's the same mitzvah yibum. If you're not mechavan the same mitzvah, then it's close to being an isser erva, and the kid's close to being a mamzer. The chachamim omrim yivamo yovale mikol makom. No, since the situation is one of yibum, no matter what your kavana is, the yibum is matter of the erva. Man tana lahod, and therefore originally held like Abishol, and therefore it made a difference if you're mechavan the same mitzvah or not. And they knew that people weren't always mechavan l'shem mitzvah, so they made chalitza the ikar. Then they decided the halacha is like the rabbanan; doesn't make a difference if you're mechavan or not. Then it went back to the fact that yibum is always better than chalitza normally, unless there's a reason why not. Man tana lahod etan the rabbanan. Who is the author of this mishnah? Yavama yavo aleha mitzvah. Right? Yavama yavo aleha is a mitzvah. What's it called? Before she got married to the brother, she was mutter to this other brother, slam as any woman is mutter. Okay? Nesra, then she got married to the brother, she was also to live with this brother, because it's his brother's wife. The Chazra Vahutra. And now the brother died without children, she became mutter again to him. Yochel Tarzer Lehetera Harishon, I might think she goes back to the original heter. Meaning that now she reverts back to original status where she was mutter, but no mitzvah. Talmud Lomer, Yavamo Yavo Aleha Mitzvah. No, it's a mitzvah now. Now it's a mitzvah to marry her. Before she married the brother, he could marry her or could not marry her. Now it's a mitzvah to marry her. So Mantana, who's the Tana who holds over here that you have this kind of reasoning? Omer of Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Abishalhi. This goes according to Abishal, and Hochikomer. This is what the Mishnah means. Yavamo yavo aleha mitzvah, right? Meaning l'mitzvah. He has to have now kavana l'shem mitzvah to live with her. Why? Shebetchilo haisola bichlal heter. Rotzel l'shem noi konsa, rotzel l'shem ishus konsa. Right? And originally, before his brother married her, he could marry her for any reason he wanted to, if he wanted to marry this woman. He could marry her because she's pretty or because he wants to be married. Makes no difference. Nesra, then his brother married her, she's also kin. Chazra v'hutra. And now, had the brother died, she becomes mutter to him again. Yochel Tarzer Lehetera Rishon, that now he can marry her for any reason he wants. Talmud Lomar Yivomo Yovo Ela Mitzvah. He has to do it now, L'shem Mitzvah. Okay, so that's how Abishol would learn this Mishnah. L'chatchila, you didn't have to be Mechavan L'shem Mitzvah when you married her. And now you have to be Mechavan L'shem Mitzvah. Rava Omar Afilu Teimur Rabbanan. Could even say that it goes like the Rabbanan. And this is the way to learn the Mishnah. Yavama yavo aleha mitzvah. Shebetchilo haisa bichlal heter rotza konsa rotza ino konsa. In the beginning, he could marry her, he could not marry her. He didn't have to marry her. In the beginning, she was mutter to him. If he wanted to, he could marry her. If he didn't want to, he didn't have to marry her. Nesra, now she became osir, because the brother married her. Chazra vahutra, now the brother died, she now became mutter again. Yochel tarzer vahetera rishon rotza konsa rotza ino konsa. And I think now that he has the same choice. He could marry her, he could not marry her. Right? Talmud Lomar, Rotza Eino Konsa, Ha'agidah, says, Rotza Eino Konsa, Ha'agidah Ba, right? The Maisa, Bichdi, Tepuk? What do you mean he doesn't have to marry her? Of course he has to do something. He has to give the Chalitza or has to marry her. What was the Havamina that now she goes back to her original Heter and he has a choice. He could marry her or not marry her. Right? Mar says, no. Ela Eima, Rotza Konsa, Rotza Choletzla. Now she goes back to her original heter, you could marry her, or you give her chalitza. But you don't have to marry her. Talmud Lomar, Yavamo, Yavo Aleha, Mitzvah. right? That not l'mitzvah, not yatim mechav l'shem mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah l'chatchila to be miyadim. If you don't want to have yibum, then there's a way out of chalitza. But here it's not like it was originally. You could totally voluntary. You could marry her, you could not marry her. No, over here there's a mitzvah to marry her. If you don't want to fulfill that mitzvah, you have to give her chalitza. But there's a mitzvah to marry her. And Rabbi Shaul would learn the Mishnah is, l'chatchila, you could be marry her for any reason you wanted. You didn't have to do it l'shem mitzvah. But now you have to do it l'mitzvah, l'shem mitzvah. Rashi. Achshu dori bitmi of the chineskashu adoros is originally, they said that you should do chalitza and not yibum because people are not mechavim l'shem mitzvah. Then they changed, they said, no, you could even do yibum. So why, people got better? Yavama yavu ala mitzvah garsinan. Velo goris hocha l'mitzvah. El lekamen b'teirutza the Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, there we explain mitzvah means l'mitzvah. You have to have mechavim l'shem mitzvah. Shebetchila ad shelo kitshochi, before she married the brother, she was mutter to marry him. Nesra, when she married the brother, kishikit she'achiv, then she became osir. The chazer rahuta, kishemesh b'labonin. Then when the brother died without children, she became mutter again. I might think she goes back to her original status. Kamash malon, no, now it's l'mitzvah. Yochol tachzor v'etera risha, meforish l'kamon. Man tanu, my komer, abasholhi, v'hochi komer. Yavamo yavu ele l'mitzvah mashbe, l'shem mitzvah yibum, the gosh of yibma. Before this, you could marry her without being mechavan l'shem mitzvah. Now you have to be mechavan l'shem mitzvah. That's Abba Shaul. Rava omer afilu temer abonin, velo tisne l'mitzvah el mitzvah. Before, it wasn't a mitzvah to marry her. If you wanted to, you could marry. If you didn't want to, you didn't want to marry. There's no mitzvah to marry this woman. But now there's a mitzvah to marry this woman, right? Even though if you don't want to be mechavan that mitzvah, there's another way out of chalitza, but there's a mitzvah to marry her. Yevama yovale mitzvah, mitzvah lovely yabma, yosem in a chalitza. It's a bigger mitzvah to be miyavim her than to take the chalitza way out. Yochel tazel a teorishon, the sulo di ilo boy lo konisla. Talmud lomer yevama yovale mitzvah. I might think she goes back to original heter that you could take her or leave it. And there's no specific mitzvah to do yibum, you could do chalitza equally. Kamash mela, no, there's a mitzvah in yibum before the chalitza. Bichdi tepuk bitmiyah. Okay, we're up to Lamed Tes on the day, in the middle of the Yom. Tnan Hosam. Mitzvah Yibum Kodemus L'mitzvah Chalitza, or Rishon L'shehoyu Meskavim L'shem Mitzvah. Originally, when people were Mechavim L'shem Mitzvah, so the Mitzvah of Yibum took precedence over the Mitzvah of Chalitza. Achshav She'im Meskavim L'shem Mitzvah, but now that many people are not Mechavim L'shem Mitzvah, and then we'll see according to Abba Shaul, it could be that it's considered like you're living with an Isser, because the whole heter of living with your sister-in-law is only L'shem Mitzvah. If you're not doing L'shem Mitzvah, then the Isser may still apply. Omru Mitzvah Chalitza Kodemes L'mitzvah Yibum. So, Bizman Hazeh, when many people are not Mechavan L'shem Mitzvah, so they said better to do Chalitza than Yibum. Omar Rav Ein Kofin. Rashi learns, see Rashi here, Omar Rav Ein Kofin. E name of the Tarvayu, Liyabume, Ein Kofin also Lachos. Rashi learns that if they both come, however, and say they want to do Yibum, both the woman and the man, then we don't force them to do Chalitza. Even though the halacha is Chalitza takes precedence, but if they both want to do Yibum, we don't force them to do Chalitza. Tosfos learns differently, and Tosfos learns that if they are people who we know, if we would force them to do Yibum, they would be Mechavim L'Shem Shemayim. Still, we don't force them to do Yibum, and we let them do Chalitza. That's what Rav is talking about. But Rashi learns that if they want to do Yibum, both of them, we don't force them to do Chalitza. The name Lav L'Mitzvah Mechavni, Upoga B'Yisrael Shesach. We don't assume that they won't be Mechavim L'Shem Mitzvah, And then, according to Abba Shaul, at least, it'll be almost like they're being over an Isser of Eishasach. Ela Iboy Miyadim. If they want to, they could make Yibum. Even though we prefer Chalitza. Umihu. And this is what Rafal was speaking about yesterday. We're going to go into it more in the Gemara, but Rashi here mentions it already. Heicha dahu tzavi liyabume. Dehi amra lobo inale. He wants Yibum. She says, I'm not interested in this guy. Right? I don't want him. The Omra Dvar Nikarim,
And she says reasons why not, right? Good reasons why you could understand why she wanted to be married to this guy. Imotzinu la'atiyuye, the words going to later on say, that we try to convince him even if we're fooling him. Lomar lo chalotzla menashe titin lechomosayim zuz. Give her chalitza and she'll pay you for it. And in the end she doesn't pay him, right? But he gave her chalitza. So then we try to fool him, to get him, to coax him to give chalitza. The ilo kathina levecholitz. And if not, he doesn't accept it, then we force him to give chalitza. First we try to get him to do it willingly by fooling him. And if that doesn't work, we force him to give chalitza. So in that case, we do force to give chalitza, where he wants the yibum and she doesn't want it. The omer of sheishes, menayim liyavam ashenof lefnei mukashrin, she'ein chos minosa. If a Yavama fell in front of a guy who's mukashrin, right, he's a disgustingly sick guy, right, he's full of shrins, full of tzaras. How do you know you don't force her to marry him? V'lo teima mukashrin dafka. Not only such an extreme case. Ela kol ha-masl shetitlan v'raha. Any excuse that makes sense, that she says, right, if she says, I don't like people with blonde hair, that maybe not be a good excuse. But she says, the guy's a shlump, right? He's, what's it called? He's gross. He doesn't have any needles. He's, those are good excuses. The Omer Bahamader, Maisa B'tzidon B'Bursi, Shemesh V'lo Ach Bursi. There was a guy who was a Bursi, and Bursi smelled, because they worked all day with smelly things, so they came home smelling. They're smelly people. So, and he had a brother who was also a Bursi. She was married to this Bursi, so obviously she could take the smell. The Amru Chachomi Micholah Shetomer LaAchicha Isi Yichol LaKabel LaChayni Yichol LaKabel. Right, your brother had other milas that I was able to take the smell. You don't have any milas, so the smell really bothers me. I'm not going to get married to you. VaOd Paskin and Hilchos BeAfalpi Kos VeNigeres Merid Al Arusa VeEin Kos VeNigeres Merid Al Shemeres Yovan. A Arusa who refuses to have Nisuin and to live with her husband, so we write in Geres Merim, we take off from her ksuba, she's a Moredis, she refuses to live with her husband, even though she's only Arusa, she refuses to have Nisuin. But a Shomeres Yavan who refuses to have Yibum, we don't give her any Kenaknas or whatever. Vice versa, the woman has the right to say she doesn't want to be Nisyabim to this guy. We call Halin Tami, Kafin and Lei Decholitz, the Shokla Ksuba. For all these reasons, if she doesn't want Yibum, we force him to give Chalitza, and she gets her Ksuba. The Cholhani and Kofin, the Hocha Hecha de Tarvayu Nichalu, where it says we don't force, and we let them have Yibum, is where they both want the Yibum. But if he doesn't want the Yibum, then sure, we can't force him to have Yibum. Right? So then, in the end, we force him to give Chalitza. And where she doesn't want the Yibum also, we force him to give Chalitza after we fool him. Okay. What do you do in Shalapam?
I mean, because it could be that the oldest brother has the Mukishin and no Midos. The next one is good.
Yeah.
So she's fine to marry the second guy, not the first.
So, like we said before, it could be that the mitzvah of Yibum comes before Chalitza, and she, the first one can't do Yibum with her, then we go to the next brother. Okay. Ki also the Kamei Durav. Omar Lahu, when people would come to Rav for Yibum, so he would say to them, Iboyis Cholutz, Iboyis Yibim. V'didoch Tola Rachmana. You have a choice. You could do Yibum, you could do Chalitza. Right, take your choice. The Torah gave you the choice. V'im lo yach bo tzoich, Tola Rachmana. V'im lo yach bo tzoich, ho'im chofetz, Iboyi Cholutz, Iboyi Yabim. Right, you have the choice. It says, if you don't want to give Yibum, then give Chalitza. Mashma, if you want to give Yibum, you can have Yibum. The after of Yehuda sover in Kofin. And Rav Yehuda also holds we don't force him to give Chalitza. If they both want Yibum, you could have Yibum. With the Iskin Rav Yehuda begita the Chalitza, right, because Rav Yehuda was misakin the nusach of a get Chalitza, even though the Chalitza doesn't need a get, but you need something as a reminder, a shtar, as a reminder that it happened. So this isn't what affects the Chalitza. The Chalitza is affected by the Chalitza. But they wrote a shtar to be as a raya that there was a Chalitza. Okay. So how did they write?
Eich plonis bas ploni ikarvis yos ploni yavama kadmona. Right, so and so came to us together with her yavam. Lebedina, vishtamodinu da achva de misno me abanihu. And we established that this person is the brother from the father of the dead man. Va'amri lei itzovis liyabim yabim. Ve'ilo itvaloch raglach diyamina ve'itlala. Raglach diyamina. Right, so he said, if you want to be miyabim, be miyabim. So we gave him the choice of being miyabim. And if you don't want to, then stick out your leg, your right leg, right? And he stuck out his right leg. V'shora sina mi'al raglai. She took off the shoe. V'yorkas ba'anfoe roka de mischazi le'bedina al ara. And Tosa says we take this word al ara out because it's not necessary. And we saw her spit. The spit doesn't have to go on the ground. We have to see the spit come out of her mouth. Okay, and we saw her spit in front of us, and that was the nusach of the shtar. So it says over there that we asked him, do you want to be miyabim or not? We gave him the choice. So we're not kofa him to give chalitza, right? We give him the choice to do yibum. Rab Chiya bar Avi Masayim bo Mishmeid Rab Yehuda va'akrinu madichsi b'seifi oraisa de Moshe the Moshe. And he added also, and we also made the kriya of the parsha. We read what it says in the Torah, what's it called, that you have to read. It says, the kori shmo be Yisrael. We learn from there. We'll see later on that you have to read the parsha too. Moshe says, ishtemo de'inu, we establish that he is the brother. How do we establish that? Pligi boravachav ravina. Chadam ar be'edim, v'chadam ar afilu kor v'afilu isha. One said you need Adim to be made that this guy is the brother of the dead man from the father. And the others say, no, Eid Echad Nem Bisurin. All we have to do is establish his identity. So even an Eid Echad could come, even a woman, even a Karov, just like any, somebody, Eid comes and says, this meat is kosher. So it's kosher. You just have to establish the status. Over here, we just have to establish his status. The Eid is not creating the Chalitza. He's not Adim on the Chalitza. He's just establishing the status of the person. Once we know who he is, now there's a mitzvah chalitza. So therefore, since he only has to establish the status, you don't need to aid him. The hilchas are giluye milsa bi'almahu. Afilu kar v'afilu isha. It's only a gilui milsa, and therefore the halacha of eid echad nem bisurim would apply, and you only have to establish the identity with any way that we can establish it. You don't need aidus. Rashi, ikriva shikriva, she came to Beis Din together with her brother-in-law. Itla sadeid lo regel yamin. Put out your right foot. Dischazi lanu deba'inin ro kanira la'ini dayonim beperek misachalisa. You have to have spit that the dayonim can see. She has to really spit a nice wad of spit that's visible. Diakrinu lo chafatzi lekachtam. We also read the parasha that says lo chafatzi lekachtam. Be'edim shetzorech lehovi shtei edim shehu achi hames mi'aviv. He has to bring two witnesses that can testify who he is. And the Gemara says, no, you don't need two witnesses. You only need to establish his identity by even a Karov, even an Isha, like any Eid Echad Nem Bisurin. Okay, Barishona hayu miskavn l'shem mitzvah, mitzvah yibum kodemus l'mitzvah chalitza. In the beginning, when people were mechavn l'shem mitzvah, yibum took precedence over chalitza. The achshav she'en miskavn l'shem mitzvah, omru mitzvah chalitza kodemus l'mitzvah yibum. Omar Rami Bar Chama, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Chazur Lomar Mitzvah Yibum Kodemus Mitzvah Chalitza. They eventually reversed that and said that Yibum comes before Chalitza. Even though there was a period where Chalitza came before Yibum, in the end, they reversed it. Omar Le Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Achshir Dori, people got more from. Right? Originally, they weren't Mechav L'Shem Mitzvah. Then they went back to becoming more from. We know that there's Yuridus Adoros, so it's not Mestaber that people became more from, and now it wasn't necessary anymore to make Chalitza the Iker. Mara says, no, Mikora Savra like Abishol. In the beginning, the Chachomim Paskin like Abishol, that if you're not Mechavan L'Shem Mitzvah, you border on being over the Isra of Eishas Achiv Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah, because you're not Mechavan L'Shem Mitzvah. V'Levesov Savra like Rabbanan. And in the end, they Paskin like the Rabbanan, that even if you're not Mechavan L'Shem Mitzvah, still the Mitzvah of Yibum takes over, and there's no Isra here B'Chlal of Eishas Achiv. Wherever there's a Mitzvah of Yibum, even if you're not Mechavan L'Shem Mitzvah, the heter is there. So there's nothing to be afraid of. Even if the person's not mechav l'shem mitzvah, he's marrying her because she's pretty or something, doesn't make a difference. The Tanya, Where do we see this machlokas Abishol and the Rabbanan? Abishol Omer Hakonis is Yidim to Lashem Noi, Ulashum Ishus, Ulashum Dover Acher Kilu Pogea Be'erva. The Korav Ani Be'en Alios Avlad Mamza. Abishol says if somebody marries his Yavama, Shalol Lashem Mitzvah, because she's pretty, or because he wants to be married. Right? So, he's not interested in Yibum, he wants to be married. And this is an easy way. He couldn't get Shidduchim, didn't work for him. Here now, the Rabbanu Shalom gave him an act of God, right? Sent him his Shidduch. So, just on the radio, there's an act of God in somewhere outside Virginia. There was a 90-foot statue of Yoshka. It was hit by lightning and burned to the ground. So the insurance companies claim it was an act of God. The thought it was an act of God. So here, he got his shidduch as an act of God. So he wanted the same issues. So Abishol said that Lamaisa, since it's not, he's not doing it the same mitzvah, and the only heter for this sister-in-law is that it's the same mitzvah yibum. If you're not mechavim the same mitzvah, then it's close to being an Isser Erva, and the kid's close to being a mamzer. The Chachamim omrim yivom o yov alem yikol makom. No, since the situation is one of yibum, no matter what your kavana is, the yibum is matter of the erva. Man tana lahod, and therefore originally held like Abishol, and therefore it made a difference if you're mechavim l'shem mitzvah or not, and they knew the people weren't always mechavim l'shem mitzvah, so they made chalitza the ikar. Then they decided the halacha is like the rabbanan, doesn't make a difference if you're mechavim or not. Then it went back to the fact that yibum is always better than chalitza normally, unless there's a reason why not. Man tana lahod etan the rabbanan. Who is the author of this Mishnah? Yavama Yavo Aleha Mitzvah. Right? Yavama Yavo Aleha is a mitzvah. Shebetchila haisa ala bichlal heter. Lechatchila, what's it called? Before she got married to the brother, she was mutter to this other brother. Slam as any woman is mutter. Okay? Nesra, then she got married to the brother. She was also to live with this brother, because it's his brother's wife. The Chazra Vahutra. And now the brother died without children, she became mutter again to him. Yochel tarzer leheter harishon, I might think she goes back to the original heter, meaning that now she reverts back to original status where she was mutter, but no mitzvah. Talmud lomer yavamo yovo aleha mitzvah. No, it's a mitzvah now. Now it's a mitzvah to marry her. Before she married the brother, he could marry her or could not marry her. Now it's a mitzvah to marry her. So Mantana, who's the Tana who holds over here that you have this kind of reasoning? Omer Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi Abishol-hi. This goes according to Abishol. And Hochi Komer. This is what the Mishnah means. Yavam o yavo aleho mitzvah. Right? Meaning l'mitzvah. He has to have now kavon l'shem mitzvah to live with her. Why? Shebetchilo haisola bichlal heter. Rotzel l'shem noi konso, rotzel l'shem ishus konso. Right? And originally, before his brother married her, he could marry her for any reason he wanted to, if he wanted to marry this woman. He could marry her because she's pretty or because he wants to be married. Makes no difference. Nesra, then his brother married her. She's Asertin. Chazra Vahutra. And now, had the brother died, she becomes Mutertim again. Yochel Tavsur Lehetera Risho. That now he can marry her for any reason he wants. Talmud Lomar Yivomo Yovo Ele Mitzvah. He has to do it now, Lashay Mitzvah. Okay, so that's how Abishol would learn this Mishnah. The Chatchila, you didn't have to be Mechavin L'Shem Mitzvah when you married her, and now you have to be Mechavin L'Shem Mitzvah. Rava Omer Afilu Teimer Rabbanan. Could even say that it goes like the Rabbanan. V'hochi Komer, and this is the way to learn the Mishnah. Yavama Yavu Aleha Mitzvah. Shebetchila Haisa Bechlal Heter Rotza Konsa Rotza Eino Konsa. In the beginning, he could marry her, he could not marry her. He didn't have to marry her. In the beginning, she was mutter to him. If he wanted to, he could marry her. If he didn't want to, he didn't have to marry her. Nesra, now she became Osir, because the brother married her. Chazra Vahutra, now the brother died, she now became Mutter again. Yochel Tarzu Vahatera Rishon, Rotza Konsa, Rotza Inakotza. And I think now that he has the same choice. He could marry her, he could not marry her. Right? Talmud Lomar, Rotza Inakotza, Hagidabah. Says, Rotza Inakotza, Hagidabah. Right? The Maisa Bichdi Tepuk. Doesn't have to marry her? Of course he has to do something. He has to give the chalitza or has to marry her. What was the havamina that now she goes back to her original heter and he has a choice? He could marry her or not marry her. Right? Mar says, no. Ela eimer rotza konsa, rotza choletzla. Now she goes back to her original heter, you could marry her or you give her chalitza. But you don't have to marry her. Talmud Lomer, Yavomo, Yavo Aleho Mitzvah. Right? That not Lim Mitzvah, not Yatim Machav L'Shem Mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah, the Chatchila, to be Miyadim. If you don't want to have Yibum, then there's a way out of Chalitza. But here it's not like it was originally. You could totally voluntary. You could marry her, you could not marry her. No, over here there's a mitzvah to marry her. If you don't want to be fulfill that mitzvah, you have to give her Chalitza. But there's a mitzvah to marry her. And Rabbi Shaul would learn the Mishnah is, L'chatchila, you could be marry her for any reason you wanted. You didn't have to do it L'shem Mitzvah. But now you have to do it L'm Mitzvah, L'shem Mitzvah. Rashi. Achshir Dori Bitmi of the Chiniskashir Adoros is originally, they said that you should do Chalitza and not Yibum because people are not Mechav L'shem Mitzvah. Then they changed, they said, no, you could even do Yibum. So why, people got better? Yavama Yavu Alea Mitzvah Garsinan. Velo Goris Hocha Lim Mitzvah. El Lekaman B'Teirutza the Rav Yitzel Bar Avdimi. There we explain Mitzvah means Lim Mitzvah. You have to have Mechav L'Shem Mitzvah. Shebetchila Achlo Kitchoachi. Before she married the brother, she was mutter to marry him. Nesra, when she married the brother, Kishikitchoachi, then she became Osir. V'Chazer Rehuta Kishemesh B'Lobonin. Then when the brother died without children, she became mutter again. I might think she goes back to her original status. Kamash Malon, no, now it's L'mitzvah. Yochel Tavzul Etera Risha, Meforish L'kamon. Man Tanu, Maiko Omer, Abishalhi, V'Hochi Komer. Yavamo Yavu Ele L'mitzvah Mashvah, L'shem Mitzvah Yibum, the Gosh of Yibma. Before this, you could marry her without being Mechavan L'shem Mitzvah. Now you have to be Mechavan L'shem Mitzvah, that's Abishal. Rava Omer Afilu Temer Abonin, V'lo Tisne L'mitzvah Ele Mitzvah. Before, it wasn't a mitzvah to marry her. If you wanted to, you could marry. If you didn't want to, you didn't want to marry. There's no mitzvah to marry this woman. But now, there's a mitzvah to marry this woman, right? Even though, if you don't want to be mekayim that mitzvah, there's another way out of chalitza, but there's a mitzvah to marry her. Yevama yovolem mitzvah. Mitzvah lovely yabma yosem in a chalitza. It's a bigger mitzvah to be miyavim her than to take the chalitza way out. Yochel tavzul ateir rishon. Desu lo di'i lo boy lo konisla. Talmud Lomer Yavama Yavu Aleha Mitzvah. I might think she goes back to her original heter that you could take her or leave it. And there's no specific mitzvah to do Yibum. You could do Chalitza equally. Kamash Malah, no. There's a mitzvah in Yibum before the Chalitza. Bichdi Tepuk Bitmia. Okay. Continue tomorrow. Is
doesn't hope that he's over on Asay?
He's not over on Asay, no. It's just preferable to do this mitzvah. He has a way out. It's a mitzvah kiyumis, like, but it's a preferable mitzvah. It's not mevatel anything if he gets chalitza.